A doctor sent me during the week a chart of the efficacy of vaccination that's been produced out of the UK.
Yeah, the chart.
I've showed it to you. Mm-hmm. We should put it on our social, Scorch. And it shows the efficacy of the booster shot
is remarkable.
Professor Peter Collignon, AM, infectious diseases expert at the Australian National University, because Australia's going to start a coronavirus booster shot campaign today. Professor, good morning to you. Professor, good morning.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Hear you now. Is there an argument? Dr. Anthony Fauci in the United States has said during the week, I think he said, it should not be regarded as a booster shot. It just should be regarded as your third and final vaccination.
Well, I don't think we know the answer to that, but my hope is that that'll be the case. Other vaccines we've got, such as the hepatitis B vaccine, you have your first two shots about a month apart and your third shot at 6 months, and you get long-lasting decades of immunity. So hopefully this will be the same. But the reality is we'll just have to watch and see. What is obvious is you get very good protection from your first two shots. You get 90% protection against hospitalisation. The third shot probably boosts that a bit more. And also, it may well be that your efficacy of your vaccines wane after 6 months. But it's equally important that people don't have it too early, because if we look at the hepatitis B analogy, that delay in getting it sort of 4 or 6 months after your second dose probably gives you longer lasting immunity than if you have it, say, a month or so afterwards. People like me that were vaccinated because I work in a hospital last March, April, will need it sort of in the next couple of months by the look of it. But most of the Australians who were vaccinated, August, September, they probably can wait till March. But winter is our next big risk, and we will be in a good position to give boosters to those who need it, or the third shot to those who need it, before our next big risk, which is winter. Not that you can't get it during summer, but it's much more risky during winter. Just look at Europe now. Look at Melbourne last winter and the winter before.
So, Professor, when you say those who need it, are you suggesting there that it's not everyone that's had two, i.e. everyone over 12?
Yeah, well, so far the data is mainly on people over the age of 60 from Israel and elsewhere. Now, and to some degree it's because those people were vaccinated first. Mm. So I think we need more data, but everybody doesn't have to rush for a third shot. The people who need the third shot, in my view, on the available evidence, are those who were vaccinated the earliest because they were most at risk, and that's people over the age of 60 and healthcare workers. Those who are in their 40s, 50s and 30s, they can wait to see whether, how the data comes on. They may or may not need a third shot. We just don't have enough data for, that group yet, and particularly not, 12 to 18-year-olds. So we've got time up our sleeve to wait. We're still in a very good position in Australia. Summer is coming. Yes, we've got COVID. It's going to hang around and be a problem, but it'll be much less of a problem over, from December, I think, till April, May, than, it will be next winter. And we'll have time to learn what's going to happen in Canada, US and Europe, particularly in those other age groups.
Right. Speaking of learning things, I spoke to a couple of doctors last night and I said, I'm not going to wait 6 months. I'm going to get it early. And they say you won't get it earlier. They won't give it to you. About that, learning what's happening in Europe. What is happening in Europe now with their vicious fourth wave is that countries are reinstating vaccine mandates. So that says to me, the last thing on earth we should be doing at the moment is thinking about relaxing vaccine mandates.
Well, I think we actually do want everybody vaccinated. 96% is better than 94%, which is much better than 85%. Now, whether you do that by legislation or you do it by, clever advertising campaigns to target groups that are a bit more hesitant, I'll leave that to others. But the more we can get vaccinated, the better. But also, I don't think we have to rush and get a third shot, particularly you may have more benefit if you wait a while. What was interesting in England, when they delayed the first and second shot to 3 months because they had so much disease, they wanted to protect more people with one shot.
Good on you, Professor Peter Collignon, AM, infectious diseases expert at the Australian National University.
So I believe we're all going to get a letter from the Prime Minister and from the Health Minister.
What about an amazing ad campaign?
Yeah.
Possibly even humorous.
Yeah, well, right? Let's give it a go, right?
Okay, well, I'm appointing you. You're in charge
of it. Bye.